This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cody Besant with Plains Cotton Growers.
You know, dry land was pretty non-existent throughout most of the region anyway, and just because most of those acres were failed out in advance of harvest. Irrigated acres, I know there's been a big challenge where that canopy just didn't finish out on the top. Several bowls weren't able to open. Whether that was due to early conditions on the summer or late freeze remains to be seen, but something I know people have a lot of questions about and are looking into from an agronomic factor. But the yield component in, you know, small finite pockets, they've had relatively decent yield on irrigated acres, but widespread, it certainly has been a little bit of a disappointment of a year. And it's a couple of successive years that have led us up to this. So we're probably just in visiting with several folks throughout the region, we're anywhere from maybe a half a bale to a bale off of a normal year or a decent year. And just with where price conditions are at versus input costs, it makes it that much more of a challenge for the production side of things. And certainly with a short crop too, we're very mindful of the fact that it has a big impact on infrastructure within cotton, not just from a producer standpoint. So gyms, warehouses, whether you're in a pool or not, it has a big impact on the vertical infrastructure within cotton. And so everybody is touched by a short crop.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.